While Add-ons is filmed in front of a live audience. In episode 34, we cover My Add-ons, Battle Cry, and Size Up Gizmo. Also, in episode 34, we are joined by a special guest, Ixie and Bloody Lock. Hello and welcome to WoW Add-ons, video podcast for the World of Warcraft. We're at one hell of a party. We just got done with a wedding, and, well, I would like to congratulate the newlyweds. First off, we have my co-hosts, Noble Adela and Mantra. Congrats to you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody.
But it was a double wedding, and the other happy couple is Ixie and Bloody Lock. Hello to you.
Hello.
I don't feel so good. I think I've had too much to drink.
That's all right, honey. It'll wear off. So we're happy to have them on. It's really great that they could join us. As you can see from the video, it's just a massive party going on. We've got snowmen. We've got AoE. It's great. We're just going to basically make that the entire show. We'll cut it to the different add-ons once those are coming up. But yeah, enjoy the show, and let's get on with what we've got going. First off, want to make a quick mention of a donation we recently received from Kurt. Many thanks to him. That'll certainly help with hosting and all that, like I always say. That's really it for announcements, other than the fact that we've got newlyweds and all that, and we've got a massive party. So let's
jump lost my
into
bride.
And he lost his bride. They run away so quick. So fickle. But, yeah, let's go ahead and get into the show. And, Eno, would you like to start us off?
I will. I did a mod called from Curse Gaming called My Add-ons. And what this does is it adds another button to your World of Warcraft control panel. When you hit your main menu button to get out of the room, get out of the game, it'll add a add-ons button underneath the key bindings. And you can view details and help from the supporting add-ons and open their option windows if they have one. You can also load the load on demand add-ons and set up add-ons to load these add-ons automatically when you log in. The add-ons are listed per category. Automatic add-ons loading can be enabled. Personal notes for each add-on can be put down for you will have an add-on you want to try to remember you need to replace or update. You can put a note in there. And it's the low memory usage. It uses 0.2 megabytes.
Pretty good.
Cool.
The only thing I don't like about it really is it's not ACE 2. But I like the low memory usage.
Yeah, you're on a major ACE 2 kick right now, but that's good. Like you say, low memory, more efficient, and all that. So it's
hey, we're allowed to be on our kicks.
No, totally, go for it. okay,
just like
well,
I'm on my roleplay kick.
You are. Now, did you do an add-on that was roleplay related this time or not?
Yes, again.
All right, what'd you
again.
Do?
Yes, again. I did Battle Cry. Now, I want to give a shout-out to Roarlins over from the Alpha Dwarf podcast. He is the one who suggested this great mod to me. It's a lot like Roleplay Helper, because you have events and that kind of thing that spurts out what you say. But the difference is it's character-to-character versus being based on your race, your class, or just the generic sayings. You type /BC or /Battlecry to bring up the interface. And the first thing you do is you choose a category. I'm a warlock, so I have affliction, demonology, destruction, plus your basic events and anything listed on your general tab, such as your racial abilities, where I can make a basic campfire, that kind of stuff. So you choose your action. For me, basic campfire, because I do cooking. And I can choose under that how often when I make a basic campfire I'm going to say something. Then underneath, I can make a battle cry. I can tell where the output mode is, whether it's say, emote, yell, or group. I can even add conditions so that it only happens when I'm targeting this person or this thing. All kinds of little stuff like that. And I can change how often one battle cry is versus another under cooking. So every time I sit down and cook, one can show up a lot more often than any of the others. It's a pretty nice, easy to walk through. And like I said, I want to thank Roylands. He told me all about it, and he actually sat down and walked me through all of it. So it looks a little bit complicated, but if you just sit down and take it step by step, it's pretty easy.
Oh, sure. I mean, there's a lot of add-ons like that. They can seem a little complicated because they do so much, but take the time and look at them. And, of course, if you're in the guild, you can always message one of us. We have a general knowledge of add-ons and can help out. And I see it a lot in guild chat where people are like, can you help with such and such? And other people will jump right too. So it helps to know other players that use these add-ons.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up with my add-on, which was mentioned and suggested by a fellow guild mate. His name is Warmonger. You also might see him on as Venus Envy. And he's a really good guy. I've run some instances with him. He's really helpful for the guild, but he suggested a mod called Size Up Gizmo. It's a pretty simple one, and what Size Up Gizmo is going to do is it throws up a kind of like a smiley face system on your targets. Whenever you target someone, you're going to have the smiley face system come up, and if you have a good chance against this target, you'll get a regular old smiley face. It'll be nice and green, looking real friendly, which means you have a good chance against this target. Now, if you have absolutely no chance at all with this target, you're going to get a skull with bright red around it, and you're pretty much screwed with that target. And it constantly updates based on like how much DPS you're doing, how much DPS you're actually receiving, and that smiley face will change, as well as showing what the target's health is, and basically it helps you throughout the fight see how much of a chance you actually have of surviving that fight, you know, fight or flight, that sort of thing. It's really simple, and it's got a good interface so that it's real obvious as to indicate what your chances are and how well you're doing in the fight. So by all means, check that out if you're just looking for something. Maybe if you're doing some PvP action, you can better judge how well you're doing in the battlegrounds or whatnot. So that's that. Thank you once again to Warmonger. Okay, that's all the add-ons. So basically, that is our show. I want to go ahead and wrap it up saying thank you to the many guildies who are in the event channel right now that are just keeping chill. It's really cool, you guys. Glad you guys could certainly show up for the wedding, could join in on the event channel, and if you all would just like to say good night to all the folks, by all means, this is your chance.
Night, everybody!
Good night, everybody!
Good night!
Good night!
Good
night.
Good night.
Right in there.
Oh,
night.
Yeah.
Nighty night.
For the more.
Good night from Ned and Night.